الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ووالاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everybody doing? Alhamdulillah. We have, a few people at the Kahoot. We're going to get started. If there is a Kahoot that we want to start the class off with, I will probably have it in the beginning and I'll just leave it on the screen. So as you come, please join the Kahoot, as many of you have already done so far. Jazakumullah khair. This one's a short and Kahoot, so inshallah, I hope it should be a good review of what we have covered. We're going to talk about harf, inshallah. A harf is a word that is neither an ism nor a fi'l. True or false? So the answer is true. Alhamdulillah, that is the answer. Everybody chose that answer. That is great. It is a harf, or it's something that is neither an ism nor a fi'il. That is a harf. All right. Harf have three root letters. True or false? The answer is false, mashallah. Harf have no root letters. That's one of the things that we discussed about harf. They don't have root letters. All right. Harf affect the status of the ism after it. True or false? True, alhamdulillah. That's what a harf does. It affects the status of the ism after it. Okay, and how it affects it obviously differs. But what we can say confidently is that it affects the status of the ism afterwards. Okay. You can join again. It's okay. Which word is a harf in this example? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Or li. The harf indeed is li. Alhamdu, of course, is an ism, and lillahi is two words. Li, the harf, and Allahi is the word. Allah is the ism. Okay. The harf waw can mean and I swear by. True or false? True, alhamdulillah. It can mean wa, that means and. That's the situation when it is a connector. It means I swear by, that is an oath. Okay, both of those are the words, or the harf waw, the word waw. That's what both of those meanings are there in the harf, in the word waw. Okay, alhamdulillah. Next up is connect two isms together in meaning and matching the status. Is that a connector, jar, or oath? That would be the connector, alhamdulillah. Connects two isms together in meaning, right? And then matches the status. For example, rihlat al-shita'i wa-sayf, that's a good example. Winter and summer journeys, meaning is joined, status is the same. Okay. Inshallah, we have Sister Fazana who's taking the lead. We'll make the ism after it majroor. Connector, jar, or the oath. Oh, subhanAllah. As you're typing this, I just realized oath is also a correct answer. Because, yeah, it should have been both actually. Thank you. Good point. I did not realize when I was making the quiz, but both of them are, I will make the ism after it majroor, and we didn't do the jar just yet. But, you know, so something that, I didn't realize it, that both the answers are actually correct. But the correct answer that, or the answer that I was leaning towards, that I was thinking about, was the harf that is, that we will call jar. And we will talk about what this is, inshallah, in a little bit. Okay? But you're right, it makes the ism after it majroor. That is one of the things that we learned about it today, inshallah ta'ala. Huh? Okay, Brother Salim. All right. Last question. To take an oath by an ism to add emphasis or importance to it, what do you use for that? Connector, jar, or the harf of qasam, oath? And the correct answer, of course, is the oath. And that is that. Alhamdulillah. So there was one small, there was one error there. And thank you for pointing out. The rest was good. And mashallah, third place is Sister Nadia, who got all the 8 questions right. Second place is Sister Fazana, mashallah. And first place is, oh boy, Beard Cat returns. Who's Beard Cat again? Brother Salim, is that you? No. Bearded Caterpillar, who is it? I want to know. Bearded Caterpillar. Oh boy. All right, mashallah. We need to know. Yeah, please. Who is this person? All right. Alhamdulillah. No, it was not me. I'm not the one doing it. I'm clicking here. You can see my screen. Right. Oh man, alhamdulillah. Okay, so that alhamdulillah is the Kahoot. You know, in fact, I'll actually make the correction here. I can't edit here. I can't edit it here. Okay, never mind. I'll do that later. All right. So that was our introduction to the harf. Alhamdulillah. And I'm happy that we got a chance to go through that. We are going to look today, inshallah, towards the category of harf that is what we've called jar. Okay, as you can see, for example, you have the connector, which is really wow, and we had the oath, which is taking a oath by something, and we really again use the word wow for that. For example, wal asri, wat tini, etc., etc. And now the meat of this is jar. Today we'll spend most of our class discussing this and conclude it, inshallah, with simple ism sentences. We're slowly going to head towards making sentences and how to start to make sense of them, inshallah. So this is now the agenda for us for today, inshallah ta'ala, to cover jar and to cover or to introduce the sentences, simple ism sentences. All right, now we have over here jar. Okay, now what are the root letters? Let's do this here, please. All right. What are the root letters of the word jar? MashaAllah. All of you correctly wrote. It is, in fact, Jim. It is, in fact, not Ha, sorry. It is, in fact, Jim Ra Ra. Okay. What you notice here is a interesting peculiarity in Arabic word structure, or how words are formed, which is when R2 and R3 are the same. Okay, when R2 and R3 are the same, that is actually a whole category of words that is interesting. Okay, as you notice here, the two letters are written together by the virtue of the tashkil, by the virtue of the shadda there. The shadda tells us that there's two ras there. So jim ra ra, that is how we have that's why we find the two ras over there. Okay, can you make the acted upon from family one from jim ra ra? Acted upon family one, root letter is jim ra ra. Correct. If I was to go to my to the book, which I am updating, forgive me people for not uploading it, but trust me, the moment it is ready, I will be uploading it inshallah for you all. If you remember, ma'loom, right? This is, for example, the pattern, al, which is not necessary, but we're going to add it. Meem with the fatha, R1 with sukoon, R2 with dhamma, wow, and then R3, right? So if I was to write it, right, I would write as al. Right, al, then I have meem with a fatha, R1 with sukoon, R2 with dhamma, wow, and then R3. Al majroor, blank section in your screen. Okay, hold on. That is probably because of this. Okay, let's try again. Is that better now? Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, perfect. Thank you for letting me know that. Okay, right there, al-majroor. Okay, alhamdulillah. So you can see, just by the way the word is, al-majroor, this harf, right? Or this group of harf will do what? Will make the ism after it majroor, right? That is what this group of harf does. Okay, if I was to look up this word jim ra ra in the dictionary, okay, we're gonna have to look at some terminology today. Okay, folks, terminology here is going to be important for us, because these are words that will be used later on in our study, so it's worth our time to take a little bit of a look at them. And terminology sometimes is confusing. Okay? And what makes it confusing is that sometimes it seems like it's overlapping, like this same thing, that you have two different words to refer to it. Okay? But this is part of learning the language, because when we are studying this language a little further, to get a deeper insight into the Quran, we will run into terminology. Okay, we will just inevitably run into it, and thus we have to be at least comfortable with the idea of maybe sometimes overlapping terminology. Okay, now here we are. Jarrah is my past tense, right? Jarra is my past tense here. I'll write this out. Jarra. Okay? This is the past tense. What is the present tense? The present tense has a U. Correct? So it says R2 has to have a U. What will end up happening actually is Yajurru. That's what it looked like. This is a case when you have R2 and R3 the same, the rules that we learned, the patterns, sometimes don't work. And those patterns have to be modified. So don't get alarmed if you see something like this, Yajurru. Okay? Jarra Yajurru means to draw, to pull, right? It means to draw, hold on. To pull, right? It means to drag, to bring down. Okay, many different meanings. Check out this meaning, gram. This gram right here is referring to a grammar. Not Instagram, okay? To pronounce the final consonant with I. Put a word into the genitive. Okay? Genitive is the status of an ism that is majroor. So it's saying, jarra, the fa'il, if you were to use it and describe it grammatically, or if you're using it in like grammatical analysis, you would say that this harf has jarra, meaning it has put the ism after it in a having a kasra at the end. Put it in a state where its status is majroor. You see, even in the dictionary, this point is highlighted here. You see that, people? Interesting, right? I was to take a little snip of this, right? And paste it here. Right, it's quite interesting. I just pasted it here for your reference. Okay, now let's look at the word. Jar, you see that word right there? Jar, governing the genitive. Genit here means genitive of a preposition. Gram, again, grammar. Preposition, what is a preposition? The closest approximation to a preposition? Harf, indeed. Jar is a collection of prepositions, i.e. a collection of harf. Collection of harf that do what? That governs a genitive. Okay, sure. Let me define the term with the term. Okay, collection of harf jar governs the genitive. That's what it's referring to. A harf that is making something majroor. Okay, so if I was to define this here, harf jar is a harf that makes the ism after it Majroor. Okay. And the ism majroor, this is the third term that we're going to look at, is an ism whose status is majroor. For example, muslimin. All right. These are the three terminologies. Let me go back to the dictionary here. Look at this. Majroor. Says, drawn, dragged, towed. Word governed by a preposition. Word in the genitive form. Again, referring to the same thing. The dictionary kind of gives us the same clue here. All right. That it is an ism that is in the genitive, i.e. its status is majroor. Now, This is the term. These are the terminology that we have to kind of, you know, be comfortable with. Jar is a collection of harf jar. Okay, what is a harf jar? Harf jar is a harf that makes an ism after it majroor. Okay, and the word that is majroor here, the ism that is majroor here, we will call it literally ism majroor. An ism whose status is majroor. Okay, three terms. These two are quite similar because this is a collection, right, of this. This is one, harf jar is one. Jar is a collection of all of them. Okay, is that right? Let's take a few, majroor. Which is like, if you say so. Let's try to actually do this. For majroor, we have muslimin, musli, me, right? Waw and lam together is jar. Oh, hold on, Nadia. One sec. Okay. Jar is, we've only looked at one harf of harf jar, which is li. Okay. There's a few others that are coming. All of them together, we will call them what? Jar. Okay? Make sense? One is harf jar. The collection is jar. Think of it like a jar. There's a lot of harf in it. You pull out one of them out. Oh, harf jar. All of them in the jar is jar. Okay? Ism majroor isn't just a kasra, right? You know that? So, for example, if I have two Muslims, musli, how is it going to be majroor? All right. Musli, majroor. Musli. Muslimaini, right? What about if it's a plural? Musli. Mina. Perfect. Right, Muslimina. This is also majroor. What about if it's a Muslim woman? Muslima tun tin, right? Muslimatin. Very good. What about if it is two Muslim women? Muslima taini. What about if it is a collection of Muslim women? Muslima thin. If I was to add an al to that, Muslima thi, right? All of these are examples of a ism whose status is majroor, correct? When this ism that's whose status is majroor comes after a harf jar, it becomes, or we call it, ism majroor. Okay, people? Let us take some examples, shall we? Like I told you, terminology, it takes a little bit of time to get used to it. But once you're used to it, it's like second nature. Okay? All right. Wait for the example. Yes, Alhamdulillah. Okay. Alhamdulillah. What is the translation of Alhamdulillah? Good. So the word all again is implied, right? All is like, I'll actually put all in like italics, okay? All praise, because if you remember, I've told you this before, the all part is a rhetorical reason, but it's fine. Praise is for Allah, correct? Yes or no, right? And my harf jar in lillahi is li, right? It is li, which means for. What's my ism majroor? My ism majroor is the word Allah, right? The word Allah is my ism majroor. Lafzul Jalala. Yes, perfect. All right. Harf jar is li. Ism majroor is the word Allah. That is what we are trying to understand. Okay? Good. All right. Li ila fi Quraysh ila fihim rihlat ash-shita'i was-sayf. Okay. Li ila fi. I don't know why this is highlighted. Let me unhighlight that part. Oh boy. No color. Ilaf. Ilaf means security, right? So this would be, tell me what is li ilafi means? For security. For security. Sister Maria, the three words again. Okay, hold on. Good. Okay. Right now we're focusing on understanding harf jar and ism majroor. Once we're done this, then I'll come back to this word again. Is that okay, Sister Maria? Let's focus on these two for now. Harf jar and ism majroor. Okay? Okay, great. Let me put that up there and let me scroll through this. All right, what's my harf jar? Li. And what does li mean? Old people. For, right? And what is my ism majroor? My ism majroor here would be ilaf, right? Ilafi. Correct? Which means security. Li'ilafi Quraysh, for the security of Quraysh. Okay. So that is the harf li. That means for. Now, we are also going to look at other harf jar. Okay. The other harf jar, there's a lot of them. I remember when I was learning this, we had to like memorize them. Min wa ila wa an wa ala wa fi wa ruba wa ba wa kaf wa ta wa lam, right? This is how kind of like you would do it. They would say, okay, here are all the words, memorize them. And then you just have to memorize them. I would like to do that with you all as well, but not just like, here's a dump of words, yalla, memorize them and come back and tell me what they mean. But we'll do it slowly but surely. But trust me, folks, there is a bit of memorization here that you have to do on your own. We made the Surah Fatiha Kahoot to help you retain some of the vocabulary, right? And more of that is coming, okay? When we get to pronouns, when we get to other aspects of learning that requires acquisition of vocabulary, you need to be able to memorize those words, okay? And a lot of the quiz and the tutorials will be just vocabulary, okay? We've not done too much vocabulary. We've done patterns. We've done this and that. That's because we want everybody to get comfortable with the language. But then, inevitably, vocab is going to come. And the only way to go through that roadblock is to memorize it. Okay? Right now, the few words that we're learning, we're going to focus on that, inshallah. And then I'll create like a small worksheet that has all these vocab words, inshallah, for you. Now, min sharri, Madaraj, inshallah, it's an excellent question. I'll please remind me towards the end of the class, and then I'll share some things with you, inshallah ta'ala. Is that okay? This min sharri, let me go to the Quran for a second here. Right, this is, can you guess from what surah? MashaAllah. Falaq and Nas, right? Falaq and Nas. Yes. But Salim, you made a good point there. That when you come across a harf jar, the following ism will be majrur. Absolutely. Ism majrur is essentially the classification of that ism. You got it. Exactly that. Alhamdulillah. Surah Falaq and Surah Nas. Look at this. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas, min sharril waswasil khannas. From the evil of the retreating whisperer. Shar means evil. And min means, what does min mean? Min means from, right? So, the translation of this would be from evil. Min sharri, from evil. This phrase, as you can notice, repeats a lot. Min sharril waswasil khannas, min sharri ma khalaq, min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab, wa min sharri nafathati fil uqad, wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad. Surah Falaq and Nas are asking Allah's protection from the evil of a bunch of things. And that's why you get this phrase very frequently repeated in these two surahs, min sharri, from evil. Okay, what's the harf jar here, people? The harf jar is min. Thank you. The harf jar is min. And then ism majrur is Asya. Can you close that, those two switches? Sharri. Very good. Sharri. Both the switches. That is harf jar and ism majrur. Min, harf jar, sharri, ism majrur. Okay? Alhamdulillah. Note, we will use the term ism majrur, both of them, please. Sorry, one sec. Both of them, close it. Yes. Okay. Sorry about that. Note, we will only use the term ism majrur for the ism that comes after a harf jar. Okay? I will not call al-falaqi ism majrur. Is al-falaqi, Is the status of al-falaqi majrur? Yes. Right? Okay. Better example. Let's look at this one. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ. غَاسِقٍ. Is this... what's the status of غَاسِقٍ? Status of غَاسِقٍ is majrur. Now, just because it's majrur does not mean we will call it ism majrur. We will only use that term. We will, make this term only exclusively for a harf jar, the ism that comes after it. Okay? That's what we're going to use it for. Okay? All right. Even though it's an ism and it's majrur, but we're not going to call it ism majur. You're going to call it, you know, whatever else it is grammatically. Ism majur only is for the word, the ism that comes after a harf of jar. Okay? Now, let's look at this example. The last ayah of the Quran, min al-jinnati wan-nas. Right? Again, al-jinnah is, what do you think al-jinnah is? Guesses? Jinn. Al-jinnah is actually, or just the meaning, sorry. The meaning of it is a jinn, right? The jinn. And an-nas is what? An-nas is the people, mankind, all of that. Okay, very good. So the translation here would be from the jinn and the people. You see how that translation, any problems with that translation? Min, from, al-jinnati, the jinn, or just jinn? The jinn, right? Because the, al means the. Okay, good. Wa is and, an-nasi, the people. All right? Make sense? So far, so good? Wa is a connector? Yes, indeed. Okay, now, here is the question. Why is it Mina? Why is it Mina? Should be Min, right? That was our harf jar, Min. Why is it Mina? Tajweed, because of the Al, Hamzatul Wasal, Mashallah. Good answers, Alhamdulillah. This, in fact, is because if I was to make it Min, right? If I was to make it Min, how would you read that if this was written like this? How would you read that? You would have to read it as Min al-Jinn, right? Min al-Jinn. Okay? If it was Min al-Jinnati, you would have to read it as Min al-Jinnati. In other words, you would have to, you know, Hamzatul Wasl, you would have to read the Hamzatul Wasl like a Hamzatul Qata. Yes or no? Min al-Jinnah. And it's not. Its job is to connect. Hamzatul Wasl wouldn't be connecting two sounds in that case, right? Min al-Jinnah. Two sounds are not connected. They're separated. So it's like Hamzatul Wasl is not doing its job. Okay? That's the sound reasoning for it. Like, what gives, right? The other reasoning, similar to that, right? The other reasoning is that in Arabic, you do not end a word with a sukoon and start the next with sukoon. Okay, let's put that there. You do not end a word with sukoon and start the next with sukoon. You don't do that in Arabic. Okay, what ends up happening is that one of these, what ends up happening is, so like this would be min, right? This is min, ends with a sukoon. Next one starts with a sukoon, al, right? So, you don't do that. The word that ends with sukoon is changed to a fatha or dhamma or kasra. Okay? That depends on what word it is, and really it just is actually intuition. Okay? But one of these three is added to it. Alright? In the case of min, I'm actually going to just remove this for a second here. In the case of min, it was changed to a fatha. It was changed to a fatha. So that is actually what happened. Next letter is an alif, right? Hamzatul wasl, in fact, right? The next letter is a hamzatul wasl. But hamzatul wasl, it's kind of like, you know, it's not really counted because if when you're connecting, it's like ignored. What really the sukoon lies on is the lam, right? The sukoon is actually on the lam. So because of that, you have two sukoons in a row, and two sukoons in a row, meaning one sukoon at the end of a word, one sukoon at the beginning of the word, that is not acceptable in Arabic. You have to change the first word, its sukoon, to something else. Okay? Isn't the alif in al-jinnati technically like an alif of the fatha? That's the thing. It's not. It's not. Right? That would be hamzatul qata. Okay? It is only the case if you're starting the sound on it. Not hamzatul wasl. This alif is hamzatul wasl, Brother Salim. Right? Do you remember we spoke about that? When I type in newspaper Arabic, that for me is hamzatul wasl. Right? How do we determine fatha, dhamma, or kasra before the hamzatul wasl? This is Samar. Sorry, I was laughing at Brother Salim's comment there. You learn that over time. Okay, don't worry about it right now. I'm just telling you, it's gonna be one of these three: a tashkil that carries a sound, a, u, e. All right, that's what's gonna end up being the case. So minal jinnati is because you have to. You have a sukoon at the end. You have hamzatul wasl, we ignore, doesn't really count. And then you have a lam with a sukoon. Two sukoons, doesn't work. You change this one to a fatha. Okay? Is that part okay for people? This is often a confusing part of Arabic. That you say, okay, we studied this word, this is min, and now it becomes minna. Another is harf jar that we learned is called an, right? An, but then an becomes anin naba'il azim. It has a kasra. This happens frequently with Arabic words, people. That's how they are. They're, if the harf is ending with a sukoon, it's like the tashkil changes to make sure that two sukoons are not there back to back. Okay. I don't get that reference, Brother Salim. You have to, right. Okay. Now, coming back to minal jinnati wan nas. What is my harf jar here? Minal jinnati wan nas. What's my harf jar? My harf jar is min. Correct? My harf jar here is men. Okay. What's my ism majroor? Min al jinnati. Ism majroor is al jinnati. Al jinnati. Okay. Now, is it al jinnati or is it al jinnati wan nas? Both or one? Okay. Let's do this. You have one, two, three, four words, right? Correct? This is a harf of jar. Correct? This is a ism majroor. Correct? Is this an ism or a harf, the wa? It's a harf, right? Ism majroor is supposed to be what? An ism. Okay? It's supposed to be an ism, isn't it? So you actually cannot include this along with al-jinnati. Okay? You actually can't. What you will end up doing is, let me split the view here. What you will end up doing is, you will say, this is, well, ism majroor is only al-jinnati. I have a harf that's a connector. What is that? Wa, right? Now, there is an ism here, right? This is a connector, right? This harf is a connector. Okay? Now, the ism that's after it connects back to something, correct? Correct? I know, I need a computer pen. This ism connects back to al-jinnati, right? Because you see in the meaning, the jinn and the people. The meaning is connected. Notice that it is an-nasi al-jinnati. Right? It connects back to the word jinnati. So what we will have actually here is something we'll call ism connected. Okay? Connector. And the ism that comes after it is ism connected. That will be what? An-nasi. An-nasi. So what you end up having here is actually you have two harfs and two ism. Harf jar, men. Ism majroor al-jinnati. Harf connector wa, and the ism that's connected an-nasi. Make sense? Let's do some more examples, inshallah, because with examples it will become. So it's got another official name that I didn't mention. Because I think when we get to it in more detail, inshallah, studying more Arabic terminology, then we'll utilize that more. Okay? Inshallah. So the grammar rule is disconnected from the meaning of the ayah. I don't get the question, Sister Nadia. Oh, okay. So, meaning-wise, it applies to both. Correct. But grammatically, we have to break it down individually. Is that okay? Yeah. Okay. Let's look at another ism, or another harf jar. Okay, you look at this ayah. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas. Right? The one who yuwaswisu whispers evil fi sudurin nas. Sudur is the chest annas of people, breasts of mankind. So what do you think fi means? Fi. Fi means in. All right. Very good. Fi means in. This is our third harf jar. Li, min, and fi. This is our third one. Okay. Wow is a connector. That's a different type of harf. Right? You with me? Wow is a connector and not a harf of jar by itself. For example, we have the إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ. It does not make it majrur. It just connects وَالْفَتْحُ to نَصْرُ. That's what the wow does, connector. But the harf jar, li, min, and now fi, will take the ism that's after it and make it majrur. So in, we'll say in chess. Okay, what's my harf jar for fi suduri? My harf jar is fi. Very good. If you ever speak like a colloquial Arabic, which I wouldn't advise, subhanAllah, but if you end up learning it because you live in an Arab country or you live around a lot of Arabs, fi is like the most common word they'll use for everything. if you only know the word fi and like 5-6 of the words, you can get by just communicating with most Arabs, okay? Mafi. Mafi means there's nothing there, okay? It's not right. You could use it for like hundreds of expressions, subhanAllah. But fi in old Arabic means in. Okay, ism majrur. Yeah, exactly. Suduri. Suduri is our ism majrur. Very good, mashallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Okay, I'll make this note here that I didn't make before, sorry. Which is the note is, when you have a connector harf, like wow, it cannot be included as part of ism majrur. Right? That's something we just made a note of. It cannot be included as part of the ism majrur. It has... It has its own ism that comes after it, right? That we called ism connected. Okay. But wow changes the status of the second ism, anyways. Wow does not change the status necessarily. Wow is like matching the status, right? Keep in mind, this is a slight, subtle, but important difference. The wow connector matches the status to whatever it is connecting to, right? So it's not by itself the thing that makes it majrur. Okay? It's not like... It's not the one that's making it majrur. It's not the reason why it's majrur. It is majrur, but it's not the reason why. And this will become a little clearer once we study other things. Trust me, inshallah. Okay? The Hajar effects follows the ism. Wow, matches the ism. That's a good way of putting it. This stuff will continue to show its different variations as you study other concepts, all right? So it will become more solid over time. Don't you worry, inshallah. All right, next word here is fi dinillahi, right? This is from Surah Nasr. Idha ja'a nasrullahi wal fath wa ra'aita an-nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja, and you see the people entering in the religion of Allah in multitudes. Okay, so we will say translation of fi dinillahi would be, fi means in, dinillah, dini means religion, and Allahi is Allah, so religion of Allah. Make sense? Okay, now Harjar is B. Very good. By the way, I hope you have noticed how Fi is spelled in this font. This is not newspaper versus Quran. This is just the font. Okay, the font that is used in other parts of the world, and also the font that's common for typing and writing Arabic, versus, subhanAllah, the font that was used by the calligrapher of the Quran that is in that's printed and it's in publication like everywhere, or dominates most of the world. The fi, the ya, there's no dots on the ya. Okay, unfortunate, but that's how it is. Fi dinillahi. Okay, this is a fi. Don't you worry. As long as there's a kasra before that, this is a fi. Okay, harf jar, fi. Ism majrur. Deen Allahi or no? You have two options. Deeni or Deen Allahi. Which one? The correct answer here is Deeni. Okay. Now, here's an important note again. Ism majrur is only one word. Only one word. It can't be two words. Okay? We have harf jar, one harf. Ism majrur, one ism, not two. Make sense? Okay. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. This is from Surah Wal-Asr, right? Wal-Asr, oh, where is it? Right there. By time. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Indeed, mankind is in loss. Okay, that's the translation of it. If I was to put the translation, inna means indeed, mankind. This la, this extra la here, uh, Is this a harf jar? This la. Is it a harf jar? We just studied it in before, right? Alhamdulillahi. Right? Li ila fi Quraysh. I thought lam is a harf jar. Oh, good. That was li, right? That was li. This is la. Right? This is la. This is lam for emphasis. This is lam for emphasis. But also another reason is that after harf jar, what comes? What comes after harf jar? After harf jar is ism majroor and nothing else. Okay? Nothing else. So if this was a harf jar, after it would be an ism majroor. But in fact, fi is also a harf. Right? So it can't be a harf jar. Harf jar, after it is an ism majroor and nothing else. You have to. It's like I say assalamu alaikum, you end up saying wa alaikum assalam. Right? Harf jar, ism majroor. Okay? Harf jar. La is a harf, but not a harf jar. Yes. Okay? Now, people, what is my harf jar here? And inna al-insan lafi khusr. It is fi. And what's my ism majroor? Khusrin. Khusrin. Right? And Islam is just for emphasis. It's a harf, but not a harf of jar. Okay, alhamdulillah. This is from Surah Surah Masad. Surah Masad. Okay, but same. Just wait, please. Let us get through this, inshallah. Right, Surah Masad, we'll get to that inshallah. No problem, alhamdulillah. You see this surah right here, وَمْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ, his wife as well, the carrier of firewood, talking about the wife of Abu Lahab, فِي جِدِهَا, in her neck is a rope of twisted fiber. Okay? Fi jidiha hablum min masad. Okay, help me out here, people. Fi, what's the translation of fi? The translation of fi is in. Very good. Let me share the screen again. All right. I know, I was just fixing something in the document. I had to hide that from you guys. Oh, hold on, I forgot something. There we go. All right. Okay, people. Let's try the annotation again, shall we? Okay, fi is in, correct? Gd and ha are two different words. Okay? So, jidi is neck, and ha is, any guesses? Her. Good. Ha is her. Hablun, any guess? What's hablun? Rope or a rope? A rope. Why a rope? Tanween, ahsantum, mashallah, great job. Right? Min. Oh yeah, hold on. Min. It's five. That will be from, and masad, six is fiber. Okay, great. Now tell me, people, what is my harf jar? The first harf jar is fi. Correct? What's my ism majrur? Not jidiha? No, right? It would be jidi. Not jidiha. Because ha, as we have just labeled, is another word. It's another word. Ism majrur is how many? Ism majrur is only one word. Ism majrur, I'll repeat again. Ism majrur is only one word. Alhamdulillah. Even though it's written as one word, jidiha, as we will see, these are actually two words, not one. Her, which is ha in here, is a pronoun. Okay, it's a pronoun. Pronouns are going to come. They're going to be fun. I had a professor of math, when he would teach something difficult, he would, he would smile, right? And he would say something random. So I forgot what it was. This was back when they didn't allow calculators. I remember at university math, we were not allowed to have calculators inside the classroom. So you would have to solve a lot of basic math, basic arithmetic using your handwriting and just solving by hand, essentially. So we were doing some equation and the answer was a complicated fraction, and you had to write it out. And every time you would have that, people would groan. They were like, oh, fraction again. We have to spend extra time just, writing it in a acceptable format, right? Whereas if you had a calculator, you could just plug it in and boom, the answer is there. So you would say, oh, you would always say, remember guys, fractions are your friends. And that became the line, right? Fractions are your friends. It was so annoying because if you had a calculator, if it was allowed, you could just do it in a second. Now, I'll tell you, guys, pronouns are your friends. It's coming. Don't you worry. Inshallah. But you will master them, inshallah. All right. In this ayah, there is a second harf jar that many of you correctly pointed out, which is min. Correct? Men. And what is the next ism majrur? The next ism majrur is masad. Masadin. Correct? Fi jidiha hablum من مسد من حرف جر مسد اسم مجرور الحمد لله. Okay, so I think that's a pretty good overall activity for حرف جر. We learned لي في and من, three حرف جر. Okay, we didn't go beyond that. There's many more. The others we will introduce as time goes on, as we study more and more. Every time a word comes, a harf jar comes, I will tell you this is a harf jar. And then slowly but surely you will start to recognize it. Okay? Inshallah. It still doesn't mean that you don't have to memorize those words eventually. Okay? But it's a softer approach to it. And I was learning initially, I actually found that to be very useful for myself because my memory was not so good. Okay, I had difficulty memorizing. And what I realized is memorizing is like a muscle that gets activated at different rates for some people, at different rates for different people. For some people, it's activated immediately as soon as they start learning a concept or learning something. For others, you know, it's like a old car. It takes a while for it to get warmed up. And then it's activated. Okay, I was like that. It took me a while. And then when my memorization muscles were active, I could just like start to memorize them all and just retain them. But if you asked me to do that when I started, I would probably just crash and burn. Okay, so I like the approach that I personally like had to take, which is a gradual introduction. And then to supplement that, will be like a list, inshallah, that I'll put for you, inshallah, Sister Mariam and the rest of in the student portal, of words that slowly but surely we will learn to memorize. Now, the question of the terminology, right? Let's go back to the terminology again. Was harf jar is the harf that makes an ism after it majrur. Ism majrur is the word that comes after the harf jar. Status is majrur. Jar is the collection of harf jar. Fi, min, li, others like an, ala, which we have not done yet. All of these together are jar. One of them is harf jar. Is that okay now? Inshallah. Terminology, like I said, sometimes it takes a while for it to settle in. Okay, now, two more things for today. Number one, when you read this ayah, you notice all these extra shaddas here, right? It's read like this. Hablum mim mim masad, right? If you were to spell it out, it's hablun min masad, right? Do you see the difference between the two people? Right? This is a pure tajweed thing. This is pure tajweed. There's no other, you know, that's the only reason why it's there. It's because it's tajweed. Okay? This is different than minal jinnati. This is an Arabic pronunciation rule. Why you have a fatha on the noon? Because you have two sukoons. Sukoon at the end of the word and sukoon at the beginning of the word can't come together. That's an Arabic pronunciation rule. You will find that constantly throughout Arabic. This is what? Tajweed rule. This is a tajweed rule, meaning it's a Quran reading rule. If you read the Quran, Hablun min Masad, you have made an error in tajweed. You have not changed the meaning, but you have made an error in tajweed. Okay? But if this was written outside of the Quran, maybe this is part of like someone's tafsir or someone's, if it's part of a hadith or something, you could read it as Hablun min Masad, no problem. Because it's not Quran that you're reading. When you're reading Quran, you have to read it according to the rules of tajweed that we have from the Prophet ﷺ. Okay? But it's not an Arabic pronunciation rule. That's a subtle difference, but it's an important difference. Okay? Are you all okay with that? Is the differentiation clear here? The reason why there's a shadda here on the meme is because of the tajweed. The reason why there's a fatha here on the noon is because of an Arabic pronunciation rule or spelling rule. That's why it's there. Meaning obviously won't change, right? Recitation versus grammar. I like that. Recitation. Let's write that. Recitation. And this is grammar. And the meaning will not change the Samadhiya, no. Okay? All right. Second thing that's left for today, inshallah, after we've studied and spent some time with Harf of Jar, is let's go back to this this ayah. Brother Ali says, when something other than the Quran is read, do we have to read with tajweed? Okay, good point. So, technically, only the Quran has to be read with tajweed. Okay? Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammadan Rasulullah, Shadu Anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, right? Okay, so that person is making a grammar mistake, Brother Raid. But if someone wants to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, they're okay. It's not really like a wrong thing. The correct tajweed way of saying it is, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Okay, but if someone wants to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that is fine because they're not reading Quran. Okay. All right. Here we have this ayah again. Let's look at this ayah again. I'm going to split the view here. Okay. Help me label the words again. Can you, inshallah? Hold on. Actually, before I do that, sorry. Before I go back to this ayah again, I'm going to give you all just a minute if you can look up these four words for me, okay? These four words from the dictionary from Hanswer. Khair, sulh, bada'a, and khabar, okay? Take a minute, inshallah, use Hanswer, and please look it up. All right, let me start the timer for it. Trust me, it will make sense. Please look up these words in EdgeTalk. Okay. Khair. What does the word khair mean, people? Khair means good, right? Good, blessings, very nice. Sulh. Sulh is a slightly difficult word. You might have to, if you maybe were not able to guess it, but any ideas? Peace. Very good. Many of you got that. Peace. Did you also see reconciliation in Hanswear? Right? See, salaha, saluha, and right here is sulh. You see that? Peace, reconciliation. All right, I will type this word here. Reconciliation. Oh, that's not reconciliation. Reconciliation / peace. Okay. Okay. Next word. Bada'a. What did you find for bada'a? MashaAllah. Jazakumullah khair. Bada'a means to begin, right? To begin. And khabar is try. That's khabara, to try to have experience. It's very good, actually. But the ism khabar, is news. Okay, it's news. Some of you who might speak Urdu, you might know this word. Khabar means news, right? Oh, how do you know where to find ism? Isms are usually indented. You see how this is indented like that? You see, this is indented, right? So after all the families are listed, then the isms are indented and they're listed afterwards. Okay? That's okay. We're learning, alhamdulillah, together how to navigate this dictionary, right? Okay, now, here we are. Khabar means news. Okay. I want you to, let's go back to this ayah, okay? Let's label again the words, right? Fi in jidi nak ha her hablun a rope min from masad fiber, right? What is a word that is in the English translation but is not in the Arabic? MashaAllah, the correct answer, as you have all noticed, is the word is. The word is in reality like your seventh word here. Right? Like you can label as number seven, can't you? It does not appear in the Arabic. It appears in the English. Why is that? Any guesses? There is, in fact, as you are... very good. MashaAllah. As you have correctly guessed, there is actually no is. There is no is in Arabic. The word is not there. It is implied. It is implied. Implied through grammar. It is implied through the basic ism sentence structure. Okay? Look at this ayah. وَإِنْ إِمْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْلِهَا نُشُوزًا أَوْ إِعْرَاضًا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَنْ يُصْلِحَ بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحًا. If a woman fears from her husband contempt or evasion, there is no sin upon them. أَنْ يُصْلِحَ بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحًا. If they make terms of settlement between them, either they divorce amicably or they stay together in a manner that makes sense for both of them. Okay? Maybe the wife gives up some of her rights. Maybe the husband makes some compromises. But something to get them out of the situation where the husband and wife are having issues of contempt. And nushuz is like outright like just hatred. Okay, so it's important to keep that in mind that you could do that without the that's something that's recommended to do, because wasulhu khair, settlement or reconciliation is best. Okay, now we need to copy paste this ayah. Translate it for me if you can, please. Okay? The reconciliation is good, right? And there's an and there. Sure, we can add that. All right. So as you can see, in this ayah as well, the word is not there. Sulh, reconciliation, khair, good, wa, and the is missing. There's no is. This is because is implied. Is implied. Right? In fact, I could probably do this to make it a bit more stand out for you, huh? This is like that. It is implied through grammar. It is implied through grammar. The ism that starts as-sulhu is that as-sulhu is khayrun. That is how the basic ism structure works. The word as-sulhu, that is the starting ism. The ism that starts the sentence, starts, or let's call it begins the sentence. What is the word to start or to begin? Bada'a. Ba, dal, and hamza. In Arabic, this is called the mubtada. Mubtada. You see the ba, the dal, and hamza, the root is there. Begins the sentence mubtada. Okay? Mubtada. The information is after is. And it is called the what? Can you guess, people? The khabar. Perfect. The khabar. This is the basic ism structure, people. Whatever it is, how did you all know? Did you all know that? Look at this khabar, news, right? That was the fourth word that we looked up, right, brother Salim? There's a reason why I asked you to look up these words. Sulhu khair, that was what we were going to do. Bada'a is the word, the root letters for the mubtada, which is the starting ism. And khabar is is what comes afterwards. Is the information that comes after is. This is the basic ism structure, inshallah. This is going to form the foundation of the rest of our study of ism sentences. And there's more stuff that can come after this, as we will see, inshallah ta'ala. All right? But I wanted to introduce this to this concept today before we dive back into it Monday. Let it marinate over the weekend in your head. Maybe you'll sleep over it and forget about it, inshallah. But as you're sleeping, it will enter your long-term memory. So by the time we arrive on Monday and I reinvigorate your memory with some examples, alhamdulillah, inshallah, you should be able to have a solid and better grasp of it, inshallah. It is very difficult to an Arabic speaker to teach them is, by the way. Still today, I noticed so many Arab brothers cannot say is, right? The parking, bad. Okay, right. It's a lot of examples that come that way. Sometimes I listen to it and I just snicker silently to myself because I'm like, this man is just doing mubtada and khabar. He doesn't know what is. It's all good. Alhamdulillah. So we will do this, inshallah ta'ala, on Monday. On Saturday, we'll do examples from the break tutorial from the Quran. More practice of harf jar. And if you have any other specific ayat that you want me to take a look at, the tutorial is the time for that. Memorization again. Thank you, Brother Raed. I would say number one, this exposure, this gentle exposure to words slowly but surely is the first step. That will hopefully warm up your memorization muscles. And then the way to learn is there's brute memorization, brute force. You just say, fee in, fee in, fee in. And then you look away and then you say, fee in. Yes, alhamdulillah, like that. But also there is increasing your input, which is a more sophisticated way of memorizing. Increasing your input for us means listening to and reading to more Quran. Okay? Listening to more Quran, reading more Quran, reading a translation of the Quran and trying to match translation to the ayah, to the Arabic. This is the way our exposure increases, and that's the way words are retained, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, I'll talk more about this. Don't worry, I will bore you to death of this, inshallah, until these things are coming out of your ears. But for now, it is this gentle exposure. And try to read more and listen to more Quran, inshallah. Okay? Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We will end with that. Jazakum Allah khairan for staying a little later. My apologies for going over time, but I wanted to make sure that everybody, both the classes are in sync. Alhamdulillah, now we're in sync. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. جزاكم الله خيرا.